Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Stoller's here. Mike is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder and the president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. And he's taught us a lot over the years on how to make sure that we get our teams operating, our people working with us and us working with them in a productive way, and in a way that creates productivity and not a casualty list. And he's here to talk to us about how to get our organization structured so that we can do that. Michael Stoller, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So what do you got on your mind, Michael? You've got a different way of thinking about engagement today.
Well, Jim, one of the things we've been doing with our clients is when it comes to employee engagement, you can think of the behaviors that an organization and leaders do in two ways. One is, what are the organizational behaviors that lead to engagement versus the individual behaviors? So, for example, one behavior might be an organizational behavior would be mentoring your leaders and putting a program, an intentional program in place. That would be an organizational behavior. One thing a leader would do to engage his or her employees would be to, you know, spend time with them, coaching them. That's more of an individual behavior versus a little bit more process-oriented. It's more something the organization does. And so one of the things we've been doing is going through the best practices of organizations that engage their employees. So it's a little bit looking at a higher level. And
right.
I went through our presentation with small businesses in mind and just picked out a few that I think be good for businesses, small businesses, to think about as they go into the next year. Are there some things that we could do that would have a systemic effect on employee engagement throughout our, you know, across
the world? So you're talking about setting the table. You're talking about creating an environment, right? You're talking about building a foundation, an organizational structural foundation of engagement underneath the human beings.
Yes, absolutely. It's the culture people are in a day-in and day-out basis. Is it meeting needs they have to make them feel? Because what we found in our research is, and there are two extremes to think about, do your employees feel connected? Do they feel a part of the team? Or do they feel unsupported, left out, and alone? If they feel unsupported, left out, and alone, they will not show up with their whole being. You know,
right.
They'll show up for the paycheck, but they don't show up with enthusiasm, with engagement, giving their best effort, aligning their behavior with organizational goals, and all those things we expect of the best employees.
So if you've got a management structure, if you've got an organizational alignment, if you've got something that's sort of a structural thing in your company that doesn't foster those feelings, those kinds of feelings of appreciation and engagement, that kind of thing, then all the other stuff won't work, right?
That's right. Now, the actions I focused on, you know, just looking at my list in front of me, they're much more about not things you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, but more about things you could be doing that will have a positive effect. So this is more of a cup half full.
So these are things I might not know about.
Well, you know, some I would say a lot of them are common sense, but what we can find is there's that knowing doing gap that Robert Sutton and Jeffrey Pfeffer have talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know these things, but if we're not doing them, they don't work. And yet, research has shown, and just case studies and our own experiences, leaders over life, is these things really do matter. And they
right.
have an effect on people's energy.
Give us one example.
Well, one very simple one is just what we call an inspiring identity. And it has to do with mission.
Inspiring identity.
An inspiring identity. It's about who are we as an organization, and do we have a phrase that's memorable, that's aspirational, that when you ask people why they love the organization, the small business, it will come up in the conversation. And so, for example, now these don't happen to be small business examples because a lot of research is focused on large businesses, but say, for example, Charles Schwab Organization. Mm-hmm. And their mission for years was to be the most useful and ethical financial services company in the world.
Right.
You know, very simple, TCU, mm-hmm. Texas Christian University, learning to change the world. Memorial.
Michael, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks, and we're going to help you develop your statement like that and how you can use that to improve engagement with your employees. Right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.